Okay, hey guys, welcome back to the Aspect Ratio podcast. Today we have a good one for you. You might be wondering why I'm here and not on our set. First of all, we have a new set that you guys are going to see in 1 second. Dylan, don't let them see it. Dylan's recording this. But we also have some guests. So whenever we have guests, we're going to start introducing him by kind of letting him in the door. So we're going to do that in a second. But yeah, I just want to explain a little bit about these people. Aiden, Caden, and Lucas are some of me and Dylan's best friends. And we have a lot of the similar interests and all that. So we are going to be talking to them in our podcast today. Roll the intro and let's meet them. All right, let's meet the guests. Okay, guys. So first of all, we have someone who still reads physical media. What is this? And let's get rid of it. Okay. Cool, stay here. Yes. And then a sleepy Antifa dude who's also a tech nerd. So he's got his Antifa mask. And who he just attacked cameras because Antifa does that a lot. No, okay, no. Antifa, calm down. And then we've got I didn't say you could bring that.
But this is my pupper. He always.
No, there's no pets allowed. I'm allergic.
Oh, here, man. I saw your kid.
No, okay. I got it. Yeah, you're good. All right. Let's head in, shall we?
Okay, guys. Normally we'd have Dylan introduce this part, but he's on the new set, so I'm going to introduce this part. But our new set is here. Dylan, talk about our new set.
Enemy spotted.
Shut up. Dylan, talk about our new set.
Okay, so basically what we did is we turned the whole couch, like, before it was by the windows, and now we just put it by the wall. Maybe so we have changes. More.
The couch used to be like here.
Yeah, we have more room to like
put more cameras.
Yeah.
More cameras.
Yeah. And then if we go to the couch cam, the behind the wall, we have 4 movie posters. 3 of them are already here. We're going to put some of our favorite movies up behind so you can actually look out instead of just a black, ugly window.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dylan, do you want to introduce the first topic?
So the first topic we have is our new movie channel.
Me and Caden host it.
Yeah.
Caden, what do you think of our new movie channel? Look at that camera. What do you think of our new movie channel?
I think that it is great. I think that you should go watch it.
Yeah. And
and subscribe.
Yeah, the first video, the first video will be dropping a little bit, like probably a week. So this is dropping next Tuesday, and then so the movie channel will be dropping on Thursday.
So we got new equipment. We got new lights, new speakers. New sound equipment, microphones, all new stuff.
Yes, very fancy new stuff.
More than your mom's rent.
Yeah, it's more than your rent, as Little Tay would say.
My toilet costs more than your rent. Everything in my bathroom costs more than your rent. And see, this is my closet. Everything in here would be designer. Gucci, Louis, Versace.
And then,
I haven't heard from her.
I know, she's dead. But yeah, we were able to do a lot more. The mixer especially is helpful. And it adds way more microphones, including wireless. Like, so Caden's microphone and Lucas's microphone are both wireless.
Wow.
Fancy radio technology. So that's just a little bit about new equipment. If Dylan wants to talk about our next topic.
Yeah. So our next topic is going to be the fight.
I didn't watch it.
KSI and Logan Paul and Jake Paul and Deji fight.
And if you're living under a rock,
they fought a terrible fight and all died a horrible death.
Okay, so if you're living under a rock,
no, that's not what happened.
That's me.
These two huge YouTubers, Logan Paul and KSI, had a boxing match.
I got the rest.
Ooh, ding ding. And
what the heck?
Deji wanted a part of it, and Logan Paul's like, okay, cool. And so Deji got completely wrecked, as everybody saw.
Can you mute him?
But you see, Jake Paul and KSI were.
I'm not going to cut this.
They tied.
Just so I can show the audience how much. Everyone, if you're watching this, comment, Lucas is an idiot.
How about
SoundCloud, iTunes. You can't comment on iTunes. SoundCloud, YouTube, anywhere that you're watching this, if you can,
Mitch,
comment.
I have a good idea. How about we just start the whole thing over?
No, I think we just continue.
Aiden,
what do you think of the fight?
Who would pay $10
no one.
To me and watch Dylan a did. Rich kid from L.A. and a kid from the U.K.?
The rich kid from LA's parents.
Punch each other in the face for $10.
And me and Dylan both paid for it.
Uh-huh. Who would do that?
We would.
The rich kid from LA's parents.
Yeah, just wait parents. 2 days like I did and watch highlights.
There is no highlights. Logan Paul said in his video, yo guys, you gotta pay for the real fight because there ain't gonna be no highlights.
That's Logan Paul. He says a
and
lot
if you,
of things.
And if you pay for the fight, you can still watch it after the fact.
Yeah, I know.
So and,
but they release highlights only if you had already paid for it.
They should make it free for all YouTube Premium members.
Why? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is what they're doing. This is
I
they're
paid
doing.
For YouTube Premium, and I still had to pay for the fight.
Yeah.
This is what they're
doing. Kane, did you watch it?
No.
Okay, we'll come to you for your unbiased opinion after.
What's
Lucas, did you
unbiased?
Watch it?
I watched some of it.
Okay.
Did you pay for it?
Where
did you watch Pirated Switch Games?
$10 to watch this.
Maybe pirated, but I'm not going to go on that. Nobody, I didn't
okay,
pirate
we'll, anything. We'll put this in. Okay, so if you didn't see it, Jake Paul and Deji fought. Well, first there was like a million undercard fights for like 4 hours straight that I got bored at. And so, funny story. We were on a beach vacation that last weekend, or the weekend of the fight. If you subscribe to Mitch Bonson, my channel, you can see that recap video soon. But so I was at the house then. Then by the time Jake Paul and Deji started fighting, I was at the beach. And I had no reception. And the only thing I could do was receive texts. So the only way I knew what was going on was because Dylan was texting me what was going on. But I digress. Anyway, Jake Paul and Deji fought first. Jake won,
Deji
like everyone
got
thought.
Wrecked.
Everyone said that. So Deji made a video saying, "I'm sorry, I lost." And that everyone in his comments, who were like his super loyal fans, were like, "You didn't lose. You made Jake Paul bleed." And yes, he still lost.
Yeah, you gotta give it to Deji though. Like he did fight hard.
Yeah.
Pretty, it was actually
I knew
different.
He was gonna lose. Like there's no way you can.
I feel like Jake Paul just wanted to go in because everybody knew he would win, and that would give him more like money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Duh.
But like.
How many people watched this?
People said that
over
like,
5 million.
Yeah.
Over.
Like, news.
Yeah.
Millions watching online. There's 7,000 people watching the live stream, but like millions other watching pirate streams.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but the Twitch stream, no single Twitch stream passed Ninja's record of 600,000. They were all separate, and overall, it added up to a million.
600,000.
That's his record. Live viewers, yeah. No, he did. He broke his record again after Drake.
All right, let's talk about back to school.
No, we're not to that yet.
You are not a host. Me and Dylan introduced new topics.
Okay, Kaden. I don't think you like violence very much. What do you think of the fight?
I think
it was violent.
That it was
did you even know that?
Unnecessary and just to show off.
Dylan, get closer to your mic. Sorry.
That's literally
closer to your mic.
All right, sorry. Say that again.
Yeah. I just feel like it was completely unnecessary.
It's for entertainment.
It was just cause like
it was for money, and now they're doing a rematch so they can make more money.
I don't know why it was a big deal.
No one made any money on that fight.
Like,
except because
except
of
him
it went to YouTube, half of it went to the personal trainers that they had. Like all the under fights and stuff.
Under personal trainers.
Yeah, they hired personal trainers for the fight.
It was a very professional fight.
Yeah, Logan Paul, like KSI's
very
training.
Professional.
They had like training videos.
Yeah.
No, they had like training videos of the fight, and KSI is like actually in a gym, like fake boxing people. Logan Paul is in his backyard with a giant axe, hitting a piece of a tree. He's literally cutting
down a tree
with an axe.
Yeah, the first look we had at Logan Paul actually boxing was his intro video on Fight.
Yeah, yeah.
For Fight African.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Copyright issues.
If we want to get into our next topic, back to school. Ooh, Lucas, we haven't heard from you much.
So, but as the time of filming this podcast, we have school tomorrow.
Yeah, but you guys won't get this till next Tuesday because I can't edit this in an hour.
Yeah, story of school. And we hate
work.
It. I just know we're not even in school.
Yeah, I know. We went there today to meet all our teachers and stuff.
It was
so depressing.
I want summer.
And then Dylan showed up late, and we had to postpone the podcast for a few hours because he showed up late. But
sad.
Yeah. Anyway,
Jake Paul and Logan, the Logan Paul and KSI fight.
Dude, are you even listening to us?
Right.
It's like you can't even hear us.
No,
we keep changing topics, and then you talk about the last topic.
It raised more money than our school did last year.
Well, yeah, duh, of course it did. You just said the name of our school.
We have
here.
To take that out.
I'm not going to put any of this in. Because
we have to take that out.
Okay, so Lucas, we haven't heard from you much today. How do you feel about going back to school?
Don't be dumb.
Please.
I feel
It is a good experience for us to be in eighth grade, but in all honesty, don't do school, kids. I'm just kidding, do school. If you don't do school...
Everyone,
this just in.
Don't stay in school, do drugs.
Eat your drugs, don't do school, and go to vegetables.
Newsflash! Lucas doesn't like school.
Only do drugs if they're prescribed to you.
Buy a drug dealer.
But just don't be crazy.
Guys, only get drugs if you get them from Pablo Escobar.
Cut. This is not YouTube appropriate.
We totally
this
straight.
This is a copyright strike.
This is
he's going to demonetize everything.
School to drugs and demonetization.
but in all seriousness, I mean, school, it's school. I mean, I want to get a good job that
why?
That wants to just do YouTube and get like five views per video. But I want to get a decent job, so.
I don't just do YouTube, I'm on iTunes and SoundCloud. Just remember that, kids!
I really don't understand why people think school's so bad. You're with your friends all day.
Yeah, but you have to learn stuff.
Unless you're like me, where the teachers
unless
separate.
Unless you've been in school for 11 years, and all teachers know who your friends are, and they purposely split you.
Yeah, that's what they did to me. Okay, the last 2 years, I've been split from my friends in every single class. I don't have any classes with any of my friends. I feel like the teachers are like, I'm just going to move this over here.
All
right, you guys keep talking. I got to fix my camera. It's all.
Yeah, I had homework and Bible with Lucas like for 1 year, and then we were split for like...
Every other year.
I don't even remember. Mitch was
they're like, Lucas is...
Oh, yeah, you were in my math class in 7th grade. And then,
And
then you left.
You math!
Rip. Mitch, hashtag Mitch ditched.
Mitch ditched.
He didn't actually go to school. He sat at Shake Shack for 8 hours playing Fortnite.
Battle Royale.
So now we're done with that cancer. it's time for our
top 10 anime deaths. All right, guys. We don't have enough video games, so
top
we're just gonna,
five anime deaths.
We're doing five. So we're gonna go this way. Dylan, you're number five.
Okay, so I'm on number five spot. I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to give it to Minecraft. Like it was a relevant game from like 2009 to 2016.
I don't judge
it.
16? No. Like
no, it's still pretty big.
Minecraft's still a good game.
It is really big.
But it's not relevant.
YouTube killed it.
Yeah. YouTube popular MMOs and Dan TDM ruined Minecraft.
I feel like if they didn't have YouTube videos about it, then it would have like kind of went further.
Well, I feel like actually some of the YouTube videos did save it, saved Minecraft in a sense, and then
most YouTube
started going crazy. Yeah.
Grew Minecraft.
Yeah.
But then they just got
out of hand.
Yeah.
At first they
don't drop your mic.
Okay, Dylan, number two. What's
your doing, my
job? Number two. What's your number two?
No. What is wrong, Dylan? You don't write it on there. Okay, Lucas, what's your number five?
Thanks for writing it on there.
My number five?
No. Yeah, talking to your microphone. What
okay, number five, I'm going to have to give that to...
Wait, are we just going five, four, three?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have to give number five also to Minecraft.
Are you saying the copy is?
No, I feel... I've played Minecraft for a very long time. I feel like it's it's a really good game. I feel
You can squeeze so much life out of the video game.
Yeah, but it's been alive for quite a long time, which is actually really surprising to me. And I feel, as I said before, I feel like YouTube kind of...
And who doesn't want to build their own house in 15 minutes?
So,
Aiden, top, number five. Or number five,
So, I'm a big sports guy. I really like Madden.
Get out.
Don't really like basketball or soccer.
Get out.
I would play Rocket League. Rocket League's really fun. So yeah, those Madden and Rocket League are super fun.
Interesting.
You know, like
those are two video games.
Battlefront's fun.
You know, like Fortnite? No. Oh wait.
So wait, what was your number five?
Madden?
Not bad.
Say Madden, yeah.
Okay. Caden, what's your favorite video game?
Don't say Fortnite.
I'm just gonna put the Mac thing over his head. The beach ball.
Yeah.
What's your fifth favorite video game?
The top five list of your favorite video games, which is your number five?
Lego Marvel. The Wii. Oh, yes. Can we roll the, for the credits? Can we put the sound, the theme song for me?
I'll just put it in now.
Yes. 7. Okay, Mitch, what is yours?
Wait, was that yours?
Okay.
Lego Star Wars for Life.
The very popular mobile game. Helix Jump.
Oh.
It is such a dandy game. You know, just
dandy game. Hey, Mitch, it's 2018, not 2011, where we used to play Wii and say dandy.
Okay, well, it's a dandy game. Just for kicks and to annoy Aiden, I'm just going to put a little wicked bit of my gameplay next to me, or just for the rest of the video. So you can watch me play Helix Jump. Okay. Now, Dylan, number 4.
Okay, my number 4 spot is going to be Watch Dogs 2. So if you guys don't know what Watch Dogs 2 is, it's basically like
GTA.
It's like GTA, but instead of like robbing banks and stuff, you have to hack things.
You hack cars.
So it's
and
like it's a very strategic game. You can do a lot of like.
Or you can just make people's cars run over them. So
yeah. You know. That's gonna be my number four spot, just because I feel like there could have been a longer campaign. There could have been more content. I didn't feel like it was like that good of a game, but it was a really fun game.
My number four spot, I'm gonna have to hand it to Titanfall 2.
Wow.
It's a very good game. I liked it a lot. It's, if you didn't know, it's a game.
I thought that would be your number one. You used to be obsessed with that game.
Yeah, I love Titanfall 2. I've gotten a few more games after that. But Titanfall 2, yeah, it's a pretty good game. You should play it.
I would say
not my hobby.
I would say Fortnite because I used to love that. I used to play it way too much, but I feel like
Kind of dying.
Get out of our podcast. I'm going to put up a poster of Fortnite behind us now because you said that.
Okay. I play it, but I don't play it as much.
I play it like I play
Marvel Legos.
I play it like, I don't know. I play it sometimes. I don't play it religiously.
Mitch.
I mean, I don't play it. No, Dylan plays it more than I do. Dylan, you played it like all summer, every day.
This kid plays Fortnite 24/7.
He plays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Or he used to during the summer. 11 a.m. to 11 p.m.
No.
Yes.
Before his mom.
Oh, sorry. You have to stop and eat lunch and dinner. My bad.
And he has to do a workbook, apparently.
Apparently. No, he did that before.
Three workbooks.
Okay, Caden.
What?
Oh.
No, she just won. Okay, my number 4 is H1Z1. Not because I've ever played the game. I've barely even seen the game. It's because of this one clip of Ninja playing it. I'm gonna bleep it, but enjoy.
The f*** you say to me, you little shit?
Okay, so that's why I like H1Z1. Not a very good reason. I just couldn't really think of anything. Now, Dylan, what is your number 3?
My number 3 spot is gonna be PUBG.
Ooh.
So, a lot of people say, oh, PUBG sucks, Fortnite's
better. Yeah, PUBG sucks, which is way better.
I really enjoyed PUBG, especially their mobile version.
Oh, PUBG sucks, Fortnite's better.
Like, PUBG does a lot of things that I feel like Fortnite could have done better. Like,
you mean everything?
Like not having building?
No, PUBG has more of like a larger vehicle library and has a larger map, which I feel like Fortnite could sort of...
Yeah,
like,
Fortnite, you have shopping carts and ATKs.
But you can build in Fortnite.
Yeah, what are you going to do? You're going to build, but...
I'm going to build. That's the whole point.
You're going to build Night-Night.
Yeah,
Fortnite.
PUBG is a very fun game. It's very, like... It's very strategic.
What's the point of building when you're going to go Night-Night?
Lucas is, like, the official meme of this podcast.
Okay.
So I'm the official meme. Let's
can
go.
You just get a
so
picture
that's, so that's
of
my spot.
Trump?
This just in. Lucas likes memes.
Lucas loves memes, and he is a meme. Essentially, his entire life is just him being a meme.
Okay, so that's my number 3 spot. Lucas, what is your number 3 spot?
I'm also going to have to hand it to PUBG.
That.
Same reason.
Dude, everyone's going to do PUBG for this.
I also love PUBG. It's a great game. I feel like large map and everything about it. I feel like it's a good game. Fortnite definitely did a lot of things that PUBG could have done, but I feel like PUBG... also had a lot of things that Fortnite could have done a lot better.
There will never be a game that is as big as Fortnite.
World of Warcraft is still big. It's still bigger. It had got more views and more live. It got more live stream views and more live events.
Okay. Give my number 3 spot to GTA.
Oh my gosh. This is supposed to be clean. It literally says in our description, we are clean. And you're doing GTA?
It kind of has a bad name for it, but...
yeah, I wonder why!
Finish, can you hand me a pillow?
I just customized cars. Trump. You're an immigrant.
Okay, Lucas, I'm cutting this
part. I am an immigrant.
No, you're not.
I'm Japanese.
That doesn't make you an immigrant.
That's Mexican, dog.
No, it's not.
Mexican.
Just, okay.
Continue.
Oh, do you remember that berm at the beach? That's for the wall for the swimming immigrants.
Continue.
I thought we were clean. Okay. Keep it family friendly.
He's cutting all this out.
It's what family would go on TV? Oh, Mitch failed. They search
no, it's not Mitch. It's actually the Aspect Ratio podcast.
Yeah, channel. Okay.
Okay.
I can't
remember that. Please
they allow go search it up on their TV.
Aiden.
Just to what? Just stay on track.
Aiden, stay on track. Elaborate. Why do you think GTA for number 3?
Well, I think the graphics are super good in that game.
Bad.
Okay.
Worse than Roblox.
I like to customize cars.
Stop! Guys, seriously, don't. That is not something we should be talking about. Kanan is depressed because you said that.
I won't be surprised tonight if I go in my game room and see him enjoying GTA.
I play Just Cause 3, guys.
Shut up! You two are muting you. Mute.
Talk.
Can we just all mute?
Aiden. Okay, Aiden, you're taking too long. Aiden, what's your number 3?
Minecraft.
Okay. Can you elaborate?
That's your daily dose of internet.
Here's a walrus who's dying.
This cement swallows water. This is one thirsty cement. Who's your daddy?
One thick boy.
Oh.
Aiden, you don't want to elaborate? I can go.
It's a good game, okay. And who doesn't want to build their own house in 20 minutes?
I don't.
Hero Brian's my daddy.
All right.
Marry me.
And Steve is my mom.
I would have to cut so much out.
Hero Brian, marry me!
Guys, I'm debating whether or not I should cut this all, or should people put it in. It's kind of funny.
If no, you have to cut
I'm all. All right, in number 3, I have PUBG, because I couldn't think of anything, and I played it once. So
walk.
And it was on mobile before Fortnite was, so I used to play that before I played Fortnite.
Nice.
Yeah, okay, Dylan, what's your number 2?
Number 2? I don't know how many people are gonna hate me for this, but
I'm
Fortnite.
Gonna. Get out! Sorry, that was loud.
Say it's better than.
I need soundproofing.
Number 4.
Well, I just didn't even put Fortnite on my list.
Yes, you did. Well, you didn't. Oh yeah, no. All of yours are CS:GO.
What?
I put Fortnite on my list because, like, hear me out here. I love that game. I play it, like, a lot, and I've invested
24/7.
He knows the map
like
the back of his hand.
I invested
a lot of
money into that game, and I think it does have potential. But I think that my number 1 spot has the potential to beat Fortnite, to be better.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, yes, it does. Sure. I see, I'm seeing it.
Oh, well, it's not even out yet.
Let's see.
I'm not going to say what it is, but it's not even out yet.
Do you see how many people are waiting for it, though?
Everyone's I think you can guess it, because it's not out yet, and everyone's thinking it's going to be big. Yeah. Okay. Lucas, number.
I pre-ordered.
My number 2 spot is going to go to Just Cause 3. I love that game. It's such a fun game.
Well, list, Lucas.
What about Just Dance 3?
I'm going to.
Oh, you want me
to get Just Dance, list. Kids. CSGO. Yeah, no. I like other games in CS:GO, guys.
Sports
okay,
resort.
Just Cause 3. I love grappling cows to the back of a jet and blasting them into the atmosphere.
And you say GTA's bad.
At least
that's
I'm not
how
going.
You make. That's Mitch, how you make one gravity of a hamburger.
Mitch, who's next? Aiden, your turn. Number 2 spot.
GTA San Andreas.
GTA.
We fit. Can you put a clip of search up Francis We Fit? And he's like, We Fit! So I'm making it We Fit.
I'll do that. Okay. Yeah, okay. Go.
I think I still have a Wii. I used to play it a lot. But.
Same here.
Mine, what's it called? Mario.
Oh!
Mario.
Mario.
Mario, Luigi.
Which Mario? There's so many Mario games.
The original one.
Yes.
I don't know which one that is. I have to edit these. Which one? The first one? Okay.
Well, literally freaking 8
what number are we on? What number are we on?
Aiden's face to Mario right now.
Okay.
Boom, Aiden's face is Mario.
Let's make this editing as hard as it can be.
I'm gonna go like this. Thank you. A piece of pizza in my hand.
No. That pizza, is too hard.
Piece of pizza and
okay, Peyton!
What number now. Are we on?
Number two.
Really already? I only did two already.
We fit.
Second favorite game. No, you did three.
I did the Lego game, right? And then I did Minecraft.
I did the Lego game.
No.
Yeah, he did
you did another one.
Okay.
Roblox. We fit.
I'm just going to say most of Mario games, it... It was fun for me.
It's playing Wii Fit. Boom, boom.
Copyright music.
I loved it. Most.
I loved it too.
When I was younger. When I was younger, I loved those games.
You watched it when you were younger?
No.
Oh.
Mario. We're talking about Mario, guys.
Oh.
Mario Kart. It's like Mario Kart. Super Mario. The old Super Mario.
So, just Mario in general.
Mario.
Okay, your number one's going to be...
Mario.
I bleeped it, but I know your number one's going to be...
Mitch, your turn.
Fortnite. Battle Royale.
Fortnite.
We didn't save the world.
Fortnite.
Oh, I didn't post it. Actually, I did have to save the world, but... Okay.
Just Dance.
Okay.
Gonna be okay.
It's number two.
I have to get something.
Where are you going?
I have to get something.
Going to the back. Are you going to the bathroom?
Can you grab me my pills?
Go to the washroom.
Oh, no.
Wait, what are you doing?
We're just being dumb.
He got his lightsaber.
This is Scram's lightsaber.
So. Okay, hit anyone who says anything inappropriate. No. Lucas?
That's not what I'm using it.
Lucas, you cleared out the freaking...
Okay.
I can't find the notes now.
All right. In number two, I have Just Dance 1874.
Gonna be okay.
Okay, I actually had Just Dance 2018, and you guys 1874.
Yeah, Just Dance 2018.
No, but it's the best game ever. And obviously, I have a clip of me playing it, so watch.
We have to blow the whole thing because it's clearly inappropriate for kids to watch you dancing.
Mitch's.
That's really mean.
I'm going to roll it anyway.
That's really mean.
Okay. all right. So yeah, Just Dance number two, great game, really quality graphics, awesome music, great dance.
Play it on?
It's trending.
I don't know.
Mitch can't.
I played it at Sky High once.
Mitch can't go on it because they have that little white thing that you step on.
Wait, so you played against Sky High once and it's your number two spot?
I couldn't think of anything. There's only one game on this list I care about.
Normal
and it's my number one.
Gonna Sky High to jump.
Guys,
Mitch goes to Sky High to play. Just Dance. Gonna be okay.
My number four spot. One spot is gonna be Call of Duty Black Ops 4.
I knew. That's why I said it earlier.
So. A lot of people are really hyped about this game because it's supposed to be the game that kills Fortnite. Because of its blackout mode.
It's not gonna kill Fortnite, so go play.
It's taking elements of all of the Call of Duty games that ever existed.
Fortnite's free!
I doubt it.
Yeah, I know.
And it's on mobile.
Is it really free though?
Aiden, hold your microphone when you talk.
Here's the thing.
It's gonna bully you if you don't have a skin, so.
Exactly!
Is it really free though?
Basically,
yes.
The game costs about $50 just because most people spend about
$50. And you don't have to spend.
Just wait a year and then it'll be like $30.
You don't have to buy
games. Stop.
The average Fortnite player spends around $50 around the game.
Me and Dylan did not spend that much in the game.
Black Friday average.
Yeah.
Dylan spent $1,000.
Okay. Yeah. So the game. On average, people spend about $50 in it, which is about how much Black Ops 4 costs. So, the debate for Black Ops 4 is the new Blackout mode is going to have influence of all the Call of Duty games all together. It's supposed to be, like, the best.
Wait, sorry, we're going
to
cut again. Number one, Lucas, what is your number one?
I don't know. A few people probably guessed already, but it's going to be...
CSGO.
Fortnite! I'm just kidding. No, CSGO. Obviously, I love CSGO. It's such a great game.
CSGO out of this room right now.
Okay, fine.
I'm gonna put like the savage glasses on you. The dank meme king.
I like how it took
Lucas, come back! He's gone!
See, it's gone.
Don't forget to grab your terrorist mask!
It's called an Antifa mask.
Mitch's mom is watching.
I'm just kidding, I'm back, guys!
He's back!
Holy spot!
Please elaborate as to why the feeding from 2012 is your favorite.
Oh, I'm sorry, top one more time.
Testing, one, two, three, four.
Okay, because it involves strategy, unlike Fortnite, where you just build a wall and suddenly the other
people have
no idea what to do.
I have great strategy when I play Fortnite.
Oh, you're right. You walk around the map because you're a default on mobile.
I'm not a default.
You're a mobile player, therefore you're a default. Okay, so CSGO's a great
game. You guys want to watch my streams on YouTube? I do streams all the time.
It actually involves strategy, and I just feel like it's a fun game. I do a lot with it, and I feel like it's just a great game overall. And
we're going to be showing
We get it. We're bored. Aiden, what's your number one game?
GTA Chinatown.
No, it's not Chinatown. It's Japtown.
GTA 5.
It's Japtown, guys. Don't worry, I can say that I'm Japanese.
Yeah, or white.
Jap.
Okay. I would have to say Battlefront. Any of the
Battlefront.
Pick one. There's four.
There's four.
There's three.
No, there's two. There are two Battlefronts before the EA.
One, two, EA.
There's four Battlefronts. The first two before
My
EA were way better.
I played Battlefront on the Xbox.
On the Wii?
The non-EA ones are better.
On, like,
yeah,
the Xbox.
Yeah, because EA is like, pay us or else
EA's
die.
Good, but
EA is okay.
Pay us to win!
Okay.
Aiden, why Battlefront? Also, which Battlefront?
Battlefront 2.
On EA or? Okay.
Battlefront 2 is way better.
Yeah, I like
to please elaborate as to why you worship the pay-to-win gods.
Stop using elaborate, please.
No, elaborate's such a great word, guys.
Elaborate on why you said that.
Our new slogan is elaborate, everyone.
Guys, elaborate on why you're elaborate.
On this kid right here.
New merch line, elaborate.
If we ever did merch, I am calling it elaborate.
Elaborate.
Or I would do like a shirt that just says elaborate.
Put elaborate on my shirt right now. See, guys, this is the new merch. Elaborate right here, guys. He's not.
Have it like off center.
My computer might actually be blocking your shirt.
Elaborate right
okay,
here,
okay,
guys.
Okay, sit down.
Okay, I like Battlefront.
Good luck keyframing that.
Mitch, you better do.
I'm not gonna do it.
Yes, you better.
Okay.
You better either do that or cut it.
You better shut your mouth, please.
Elaborate on that,
Aiden. Elaborate, like our merch says. Buy it now.
I like Battlefront 2 because I love Star Wars and I like.
Elaborate more.
I like
more.
Exploring. I'm Caillou. My world is turning, changing each day. With mommy and daddy, I'm finding my way.
How do you know this song?
Okay, we have to turn the podcast
please.
Around. This is like super cancer.
Open up your server.
I think we're gonna be like top. One video game.
Okay.
So, Battlefront 2.
Imagine if we did 10.
Guys, shut up. Guys, shut up.
First 10-hour podcast.
Let Aiden talk.
Number 15.
Usually all the other Battlefronts are what you see on, like, the Rebel side. But I like this because you get to see what's on the
Rebel. This is Battlefront 1 too, stupid.
Not really.
Yeah. What did you do? Did you just break this thing?
No, I didn't.
How did this even happen?
Because it kicked off.
Why?
Lesson learned. Never. All right,
we're gonna. I know how to fix it because I just dropped.
Unless you're me, then you always gotta have guests.
Mitch, lesson learned. Never have guests on the show.
I can't tell if I'm a guest or I'm a.
Next time we need an adult guest. Maybe Mr. Tom will come on. That would be better than this.
I should get Joey.
Guys, comment. Lucas is amazing.
No,
I'm the better host
boss
than Mitch.
Summer. Okay, so Aiden, Battlefront 2. Caden, what's your number one favorite video game?
Minecraft. Roblox.
I'm gonna have to say. I don't know. I don't play a lot of video games,
Roblox.
But I would say that
Roblox.
Legends of Zelda: Breath of the Wild is a pretty great game.
Not as good as Fortnite, my best favorite game. I believed it again.
Until you play it for like 3 hours and it's boring.
You can play Zelda. It's such a good game.
But you can't play.
I tried playing in his house and I kept dying in this one like weird lair thing.
Okay. You mean the first level?
Yeah. I kept dying in the first level.
Mitchell, you broke. It's impossible to die in the first level. You literally have to just walk out of a hole.
I don't remember.
Okay, what's the...
He kept dying of fall damage.
I don't know. Watch a video and you'll walk out a tunnel. That's it. That's it.
I don't remember. Anyway, Breath of the Wild. Good. All right. My turn. My favorite game. Oh, we still have a secret topic after this.
And you have to actually elaborate on why you like Fortnite.
We have a secret topic.
Okay, he just spoiled it. That's why I bleep stuff. Okay, my number one favorite
Fortnite,
game.
Fortnite.
Boom. It's Fortnite. Battle Royale. Fortnite. I played the Alligator after both. Lucas, stop.
Alligator.
With chapstick.
Nothing but potatoes with chapstick. Stop touching my computer.
Hold on.
No, I'm not holding on. You can build. You can fight people.
You can rush build.
You can rush build. You can spam build. You can die. I do that a lot. And it's available on so many platforms, more than most games. You can play it Switch, PC, Xbox, PlayStation, mobile, like everything.
But can you play on? Can you do?
And iOS and Android, like everything. So yeah, that's why I like Fortnite Battle Royale.
Do you like Ninja's Hyper?
Whee!
Yeah, especially when he played H1Z1. Finally, that took so long. This podcast took a very bad turn.
Yeah.
After the
Thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah, Aiden, he's still behind the camera for some reason.
I'm gonna join.
No, you're not. Sit down. Okay. Dylan, let's just do the outro because this is not working, okay?
What?
Outro.
Oh, outro. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to our... Is this our third podcast?
Second. Yeah.
Second. That's sad. Okay.
We will be putting.
Thank you guys for listening to our second podcast. We'll have a new one coming. What's this, next week?
Yeah, probably. This will come out next Tuesday. So next podcast, we will have all our thoughts. It'll probably just be me and Dylan. And
we'll give you guys some like NyQuil, make them a little bit less crazy.
Yeah. So either if they're on here or not, we might just have a more Apple techie guest.
Yeah, we'll have our usual tech podcast. We won't do some, like...
We don't do so much garbage with these people.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about basically just the Apple keynote. But
yeah.
Yeah. So, thank you guys for watching. Good to see y'all.
Like and subscribe.
You can't subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Like you and subscribe. You can follow. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Like and follow.
Give us a follow.
I don't know.
Like.
Tell all your friends because we need followers. Okay, bye.
Mic drop.
Bye.